Good times. There's comedy news again, and the late night shows are back. They were talking about the wildfires. Trevor Noah said this year's wildfire season has been one of the worst in history, with dozens of fires burning a record 2 million acres. And now we're finding out that one of this weekend's biggest blazes started in one of the dumbest ways possible. Okay, people, I've said it before and I'll say it again. These gender reveals have gone too far. 10,000 acres have burned, and it's not even the first time this kind of thing has happened. I mean, at this point, a gender reveal party is now one of the most dangerous terrorist organizations. It's ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Taylor Swift fans, and gender reveal parties. Trevor again, and aside from all the damage it can cause, celebrating a baby's genitalia is starting to feel very outdated. Like, given everything we're learning about gender, gender reveal parties should only happen when the child is old enough to know their actual gender and to pitch in some cash for the fire damage. Jimmy Fallon said, oh my goodness, they use pyrotechnics. Seriously? It's a gender reveal, not a Kiss concert. Fallon again, even people who fall off cliffs taking selfies are like, what a bunch of idiots. And Fallon again, yeah, it turns out the couple is expecting 6 months in jail and thousands of legal fees. Chris Garcia chimed in on Twitter. He said, I couldn't care less about a baby's gender. What I really want to know is what terrible name they've been given. And again, Chris Garcia tweeted, all couples that throw gender reveal parties own throw pillows that say dream and picture frames that say love and faces that say trash. Late night got to catch up on some Trump activity recently. Jimmy Fallon said that was a pretty crazy press conference. At one point, Trump went off on a rant attacking military leaders because when you're in a scandal about calling soldiers names, the best defense is to antagonize their bosses. Trump was like, this goes all the way to the top, people, whoever is the chief of all the commanders. Fallon, other than the 245 times Trump has actually called someone a loser and a sucker on Twitter, he'd never say anything like that. Fallon again, that's right, Trump allegedly made outrageously offensive remarks, so you know what that means? Nothing happens to Trump and Billy Bush gets fired. Fallon again, I'm not sure what's more upsetting, the comments Trump reportedly made or what he's going to say to change the subject. Then he did a Trump impression and said, and that's why we're nuking the moon. Seth Meyers, now working in the studio and out of the house, said Trump was reacting to the furor over the Atlantic's bombshell report that he called Americans who died in war losers and suckers, which has been confirmed by multiple outlets, including the AP, CNN, and even Fox News, and also by common sense. I mean, it sounds exactly like something Trump would say. He probably thinks anyone who dies is a sucker. And one more from Seth. According to a new report, President Trump canceled a 2018 visit to an American veteran's cemetery in France because he was afraid his hair would get disheveled in the rain. What? When's it ever been shoveled? From The Hollywood Reporter, some news from Just for Laughs. Those are the folks that usually put on the Montreal Comedy Festival in July, but, you know, pandemic and stuff. Howie Mandel, Kenya Barris, Sarah Cooper, the comedian, Amber Ruffin will perform, and Kevin Hart will help curate their October 9th and 10th showcase of Hollywood stand-up talent. Mandel, Hannah Gatsby, Kenya Barris, Titus Burgess, Sarah Cooper, Andy Kindler, and Amber Ruffin are among the first wave of stand-up talent announced to perform online after Just for Laughs postponed a 2020 edition because of coronavirus. Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud brand becomes the official festival programming partner. Other acts booked are Joe Coy, Nicole Byer, Trixie Mattel, Deanne Smith, and Jenny Hagel. Just for Laughs 2020 will feature multiple virtual comedy rooms to run simultaneously during both days, with a full schedule to be announced in the coming weeks. People who host daily comedy podcasts tremendously look forward to those announcements. They are hoping to have, you know, a more traditional festival in 2021. I hope so, because I feel like going to Montreal. Haven't been there in a while. Also, from The Hollywood Reporter, hey, you know how Labor Day went by and there was no Jerry Lewis telethon because that's over and Jerry Lewis is dead? Or maybe you're just not old enough and you're like, who's Jerry Lewis and what is the telethon? If you're of a certain age, you remember this thing. It was two straight days of Jerry Lewis and, like, ancient celebrities talking. It was cool at one point, and then it got really old. Well, it's back. The MDA is relaunching the once annual Jerry Lewis MDA Telethon, which broadcast its final edition in 2014 with host Nancy O'Dell. This time, it's the Kevin Hart Kids Telethon. Kevin Hart himself will host the October 24th event, which will raise funds for the MDA and Hart's Help for the Heart charity, say that three times fast, to benefit children with disabilities and disadvantages. The event will take place at 8 p.m. on streamers yet to be announced. From Collider, Collider can exclusively report that Borat 2 has already been shot and even screened for a select few industry types. Interesting. Collider says plot details remain vague, but what they do know is Borat is no longer the little-known Kazakh TV personality he played in the original movie, which was in 2006. Wow. The public knows who he is now, so he has to go undercover to interview people. One source described the film as Cohen playing Borat playing Cohen, but another source has refuted that description while still confirming the project's existence. Who knows what's up with Borat 2, but it's back and very nice. I saw a lot of comedians reacting to this one. It is not good news. Austin's biggest home for live comedy has turned off the mic for good after more than three decades. This from Austin 360. Cap City Comedy Club will not reopen after being closed since March due to the coronavirus. They put out a statement that said, "We laughed until we cried. We are devastated to announce that we have to close the club after 35 years in this location and 17 for us as owners. The struggle of being closed since March has proved insurmountable. It's a perfect storm of pandemic, lease, and wanting to be responsible to our staff, comedians, and audiences. Some of the people that passed through over the years, John Mulaney, Patton Oswalt, Maria Bamford, and they hosted the annual Funniest Person in Austin contest. It also served as a venue for the awesome annual Moon Tower Comedy Festival. It was launched as the Laugh Stop in March 1986, and the name was changed to Capital City Comedy Club in 1996. The statement says Cap City might be back, but a little different. Amy Schumer has revealed that she has Lyme disease. This from the BBC, your home for comedy news. Amy was on Instagram and posted, "Anyone got Lyme this summer? I got it, and I'm on doxycycline. Any advice? Can you have a glass of wine or two on it? I know to stay out of the sun." Amy, hope you're feeling better. And that is your comedy news for today. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and have an awesome day. See you tomorrow.